The thematic areas of the transformation agenda includes transforming the criminal investigations department, ensuring the welfare of the personnel. We want to have the ICT at the core of all that we are doing, and also our professionalism is at the core of it. So these are some of the main areas that we are talking about. And this whole agenda is also based on the 13 strategic objectives of government that the government has set out. And it is based on the 13 strategic objectives because at the end of the day, when you look at, you read the Constitution very well, Article 200, Clause 3, states that the police shall be equipped and maintained by the state to maintain its traditional security and then provide security for our country, right? So as a result of that, you see that the resources of the country, police are supposed to be equipped by the state, and the state is at each time represented by a government, you understand? So we are basing this also on government agenda, as well as our own strategic objectives. And for that matter, these are some of the thematic areas that we are dealing with.
Touching on recent cases of suspected criminals within the police service, Chief Superintendent Dr. Agojo insisted that as a human organization, such incidents are bound to occur, but they should not be allowed to undermine efforts at modernizing the police service to meet international standards.
When you go to East Legon Police Station right now, Nungwa Airport and other places, you see that we have started a process where you go to the police station and everything is electronic. We are doing that alongside that of the traditional one, so that with time those things will phase out. Response to crime, response to emergencies are going to be fast, and those are some of the things when we talk about world-class policing.
All right, Chief. Just 3 days ago,
yes,
we learned of this leakage of police exams questions at the time that you are fighting to transform the service.
Yeah.
How does this, you know, impede your efforts in transforming the service?
I wouldn't say it really impedes our efforts. I would rather say that it really motivates us to do more than we have been doing. It's an institution. We have challenges in the institution, and it's because of these challenges that's why we are transforming. The baseline of this whole transformation is attitudinal. We can have all the equipment that we have. We can have all the vehicles that we have. We can have all the equipment that we have. If we don't change our attitude, it will always be a problem.
The Ashanti Regional Police Commander, COP Kenny Eboah, condemned the manhandling of suspects while in police custody, as well as the unprofessional handling of minors suspected to be criminals, particularly exposing their identities. Such unprofessional conduct, COP Kenny Eboah warned, would not be entertained among police personnel after the transformation project.